Me and my friends are here to protest, you know, because they are detaining some children and the pregnant women, so we are there to protest against that. And it is not normal because they are not criminals, you know. They are refugees and they got the right, you know. So there is no reason to treat them like that. So that's why we are protesting. No, my experience, but you know, sometimes, you know, especially the place I'm living, you know, I live in Stockton, and I'm from Stockton to come in Scotland to protest against this action. And the local resident group, most of them don't know about asylum seekers because they think we are different kind of, you know, human beings. So, and some, even, you know, in my area, some, even you take the bus, you're going somewhere, you know, people are surprised to see you, and they're looking at you differently.
Yeah.
So we have all these kind of, you know, problems, you know. So we want to be integrated, you know. And to be integrated, we need understanding, you know, to live in the society. This is really important, you know. We fled our country to come in England because we believe that we can be protected, you know. That's why we seek refuge there. So then if we come, we want to, you know, to give also our maximum, you know, live, I think, quietly, you know. So it's not because I want to blame the British citizen, no, because they do good also. They do good a lot for us. There is, you know, little problems, you know, because it's the way people are dealing with us is traumatizing us, you see. So that's why we are here, to protest about that. So.
Ich bin hier für Intermedia Scotland und ich habe Nabil hier, der Actor, der starrt in, was war es, Dr. Evil? No.
Dr. Who?
Dr. Who? So, you're here in front of the Detention Center in Dungavel. Where have you come from? Why are you here?
Well, I've come from Edinburgh.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing a show in Edinburgh about Palestine.
All right.
And we're in rehearsal at the moment. So, there's a woman called Penny Ray and a photographer who are doing a project on asylum seekers and refugees around Europe. And so as part of the project, we learned that there was this protest going on here at Dungarvan. So I thought, okay, I'll come along to this.
So you're here researching for your theatre play or for your project?
This isn't not to the same degree, no. The play is more about the murder of the American who got killed by the Israelis earlier this year, Rachel Corrie. So we're dealing with what's happening in Palestine today. But obviously there are many Palestinian refugees in this country, in Scotland. And so therefore, you know, when they're trying to escape from the genocidal policies of the Zionists in Israel, they end up find themselves in a prison camp, a concentration camp in Britain. No, we've just arrived to show solidarity with the demands to have this camp closed down.
So your play, when and where, and will it be in Edinburgh?
Yeah, it's at the Theatre Workshop in Edinburgh, and it opens on the 9th of October.
Oh, brilliant. Great. What is it called?
It's called Jasmine Road.
Okay. You have been in Dungavel?
Yeah, I was in Dungavel for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks?
Yeah.
How many women and children and kids are there?
About 20 children and 5 families.
And any any other detainees?
Yeah, there are a lot of other detainees who are not family people, but there are a lot. Some have stayed there for 1 year, some 2 years, some 15 months. I don't think it's really a good place for anybody to stay because they haven't committed any crime. I think they have to be free.
And it seems very isolated. How much interaction do you have with the general public? Are people allowed to come in and visit you?
Yeah, people are allowed to come in and visit, but they have to be scrutinized and they come at a specific time.
What difficulties do you have with your baby in there?
The main problem, there are so many problems there because the children cannot eat when we are eating and we are allowed to eat. We are allowed to feed them in the dining hall, which is not good because children can't feed when they see a lot of crowd. They like to be fed alone. So at that time, most of them, by the time we are through with the dinner, they haven't eaten and we haven't eaten. And we are not allowed to go out when we want to go out, which is not good for children. So I don't think it's a good environment for children.
So are you allowed to go out at all? Or?
Yeah, we are allowed to go out for specifically for 1 hour. But I don't think that is enough, because when you are free, you go anywhere when you want to go. But they say it's not a prison. That is a prison. If you can't go out when you want to go, what break all that?
Are you allowed to leave the area? Or?
No,
sorry.
No. It's just inside the environment. We are allowed to go out.
Hiya. You are clearly very enraged about the Dungavel Detention Centre. Really, tell us about it.
I'm really, really angry. I think it's disgusting that we're locking up people who've committed no crime other than to flee for persecution in their own country.
Not just about children either, it's about locking up anybody. Who just wants to have a safe home to live in.
And we think Scotland should welcome asylum seekers here. We think that we should open the borders, welcome people in, and none of this nonsense. And certainly don't put them in fucking jail.
What do borders cause? Borders cause nothing but war anyway, so let's get rid of them.
Get rid of the borders. We welcome people.